What's going on, New Vision family? Ryan Stott, the director of recreation, back again with you guys on the New Vision podcast. Extremely excited to be here talking through the Out of Context series. I think this is a really neat thing that we're doing. So many things in the Bible are taken out of context and spoken about. Today, we're going to be talking about James chapter 5, verse 15. I'm going to read this the verse, but then we're going to talk a little bit more about it and read a little bit more than just the verse itself. So let's get into it and let's see what it has to say. So verse 15 says, and I'll be reading from the New International Version. Verse 15 says, "And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven." That one's definitely something that I hear a lot, man. I hear a lot of times if you just, you know, speak it, that if you just pray about it and you just speak it, everything will be fixed and fine. I think there's a lot of context here that you miss if you don't read the entirety of the scripture of where it's talking about. And really, you need to go back to verse 13 all the way down to verse 20. So I really want to read that because I think a lot of times people stick to that one verse and say, hey, this is what this says. But in actuality, it's really taking something out of context, if you will. So let's go back to verse 13 and let's read through the whole thing because I feel like it's going to give us a lot better of an understanding of what it's talking about. So starting back in verse 13, it says, "Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being, even as we are. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again, he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. My brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth, and someone should bring that person back, remember this: whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover a multitude of sins." I think this really kind of goes over a lot of different things, and we can't focus on just the one thing. I think really this whole scripture is talking about the power of prayer, but I definitely see where people could take this out of context, because if you stick to that one verse of verse 15, it looks like, well, man, if I just pray that, I can pray this away. Well, that might not be what God's will is. We always have to remember what God's will is. And I think in this passage, James is trying to tell us that, you know, we need to come together as a collective and pray. We need to be with the people in the church and help them and pray for them. And we also need to confess our sins, because part of that confession of sin is not in a priestly way where you confess your sins to a priest, but in a way that, you know, you have accountability and you have help and someone can help you with that or counsel you or, you know, maybe show you some scripture that can help you. There's a lot of different things that you can be pulled out of this scripture. But if you stick to one thing, you can really dictate kind of what that scripture is meaning. And so I think with a lot of the things in the out of context things that we're talking about, it's kind of all the same thing where it's like you can't focus on just the one. You kind of have to read what's around it. And, you know, we see in 1 John chapter 5, when we pray, if it's his will, it will be answered. And I think that's something else that, you know, you have to check scripture with scripture. We've heard that before. And I think that this kind of what this is speaking to here, like if I pray, God, it be your will, not mine. Jesus didn't want to go to the cross. He asked God, if you could take this from me, but not my will, but your will be done. And I think that that's something that we ultimately have to sit and think about, like, you know, God, if this is your will for this sickness to go away, then yeah, take it from me. But if it's not, then that's something that we have to you know, have to get around or have to deal with. So, definitely one of those scriptures that I think that a lot of times just gets completely taken out of context. You know, I think it's definitely beneficial. Anytime you hear somebody use a passage from scripture, it's always a good idea to read around it. That's the best way I say it, is read around it. Like, go back maybe a little bit and then go a little bit past what it's saying to get that context, because there's so many different things that, you know, throughout the scripture that people like to twist and use, and let me pull this out and let me put this here. And you just really have to be on top of that. So definitely in this one, I'm seeing that. We also have to remember that, you know, it talks about the second part of the verse 15, if they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Well, you know, the only way through salvation of forgiveness of your sins is through Jesus. So obviously that's not what that's talking about in the sense of, hey, let me just pray this away and my sins will be forgiven. Obviously I need that connection with Jesus. So that's all I got for the podcast today. Appreciate you guys listening in, and we'll see you next time on the New Vision Podcast.